Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and today, right now, I'm working with men with hats. I have two men with hats. Number one man right here is Frank, and he has a hat, and it's on backwards, okay? And not only that, he has his headphones in front. So he has that look of, I'm here for your daughter. Whoa, that's kind of scary. Now, on the other side, we have a man with a baseball cap looking straightforward. He also says, I'm here for your daughter, but I think I'd trust my daughter to go with him. Because the guy who puts his hat on backwards, like you, Frank, you're looking very menacing at this moment.
Don't worry, I would too.
But we trust you. And luckily, my daughter is already taken. Now, we're talking about the tragedy, and it is a tragedy, over 800 years old. Notre Dame in Paris, the top attraction for people who come to Paris. 30,000 people a day visit Notre Dame. That is also 13 million a year. It's an amazing, amazing place to be. And now part of it is gone, and they are going to rebuild. That's what they said. I'd like your opinion on the circumstances of the fire. Let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, I'll tell you what. No matter what the root cause of it is, it's got to be an accident. Because if it's anything other than an accident, it's going to open up a lot of doors people don't want to look behind.
Yeah, I think if it's anything but an accident and can be proven, it could be a wartime footing.
I mean, I don't know what their, you know, policies or codes are in France. There's no telling. But for me, you know, if I'm welding on a roof or around something flammable, obviously I've never done anything of that, you know, stature, you got a fire extinguisher next to you. You know what I mean? I don't understand how that could be an accident, especially the timing with Easter coming up and all that.
Also, the timing of the day. They close the door at the proper time. It's like 6 o'clock. And within minutes after that, the smoke appeared. So that seems coincidental. And being the the first day of Holy Week, too, I think that's more than coincidental.
Absolutely. And my other conspiracy theory on it is, maybe it's just a straight-up robbery or burglary. You set a fire like that. Who's going to know what you took, what got burned, what didn't, you know?
Plus, you've got a construction crew in there, so these are people that normally are not in there. So the familiarity is gone. Maybe the security was a little lax. But as you said, if it was a fire from a welder, they probably would be able to put it out right away. And they didn't. It grew huge. Those flames were unbelievable. And at one time, the fire people said they weren't sure they could quell it.
Yeah, it's definitely a tragedy and a disaster. I mean, I know it's only, you know, materialistic, but obviously it holds a lot of symbolic, you know, I don't know the word I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah, symbolism. Yeah, it's there. And keep in mind, it's my understanding that people were buried beneath this. Not from this fire. That's the way it was. And being 800 years of age, and if I'm not mistaken, did I not learn a catechism that in a cathedral like that, there's a piece of the bone of one of the original followers of Christ. So there's a lot of things to go that would really, really upset people if they thought it was deliberate and not an accident.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to jump on Bowerly's back a little bit here and say, you know, if that were a boss, we'd already be screaming hate crime and all kind of ACLU, whoever. I mean, I'm not buying the accident theory.
That was too fast. The accident theory was too fast. In other words, unless it was readily apparent, it was too fast. The flames had barely stopped and the ashes were still hot, and they were telling us it's not a terrorism, it's not arson. So they told us what it wasn't very quickly.
Yeah, McCrone needs it to be an accident. Like I said, people don't want to know the truth about this. They rather chalk it up to, you know, too hot a coffee pot or something like that. They don't want to know what's really behind it, if that's what happened.
I hear you. Thank you, Terry. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. Now, here are some texts. 30930. If this is really a construction accident, how would you like to be the poor fool that caused it? I don't think that's going to look good on your resume. Burned down part of Notre Dame. Sandy, I believe the Yellow Vest Group people are nonviolent. They're protesting the carbon taxes the government put on them. We have to watch how the media shapes the dialogue of this group. All right, here's another. The invasion and 100,000 homeless Muslims are the problem, not the Yellow Vests. Okay. There are others. We will also continue. And if you would like to put your 2 cents worth in, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. And if you want to text it, that's 30930. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. We're talking about Notre Dame. Obviously, it was a shocker to see it. This iconic place of worship, over 800 years old, and going up in flames. And the fire departments, I guess they had almost 500 firemen. The original estimate was 400, and then I read 500. And they said at one time they may not be able to contain it, which would have been even worse than it turned out. As it turned out, some things were lost, but a lot of things were saved. And because it was under reconstruction, some precautions were taken, which makes it a little bit easier, although it's certainly not an easy situation. Some statues were taken out and taken out by crane so that they would not be marred. It says here on my article that I'm using, for centuries, France's kings and queens were married and buried there. Napoleon was crowned Emperor of Notre Dame in 1804. In the joyous Thanksgiving ceremony after the liberation of Paris in 1944, took place there, led by Charles de Gaulle, who was ahead of their military. Yes, anything you could practically look at the history of France, and a big part of the Catholicism is this. It's a building, but it's a very special building. And so when something like this happens, the first thing we're thinking of is what's going on in the world around us, and it's sometimes very troublesome. All right, here are some texts. A workman could have left a torch lit or dropped a cigarette or something that was heated up while being worked on earlier, could have smoldered and lit it up later. It happens. Yeah, I'm sure it does. And maybe this is the case. Don't know. This is going to be like the Vegas massacre. The government isn't going to release what really happened. Very strange, it says. That would not surprise me. Not if they don't release something, but I would guess that if it had anything to do with protesters, anything to do, whether foreign or domestic, certainly anything to do with people who are not born and raised in France and are there, whether they're there legally or not, that would be problematic. Certainly that Yellow Vest group, I don't know. They're very active, but we don't know if this is the kind of thing they'd be involved in. The things you think about at top of the mind may or may not be part of it. And maybe what they said was true. It's as simple as that. It was an accident. However, I think that if you're working on Notre Dame and you're a workman, you're going to be very, very careful that you do not cause any kind of a problem. All right, here we go. Here's some more. There are people under threat. He's talking about the French. They dare not inflame their immigrant population lest the rioting escalates. Well, that could be true. That could be true. As I said, even 3 years ago when there was some deterioration of the city with the homeless under every bridge and readily apparent, And the tour we took of Paris itself it still looked good. It did not seem to have deteriorated much, but they've been having problems ever since then. Problems with different religions wanting to be recognized, problems with their government, and apparently problems with the governance of France. So if you would like to chime in and tell me what your thoughts are, I know it was heartbreaking to watch it, because this isn't something that somebody stole and maybe it'll be recovered and put back to its natural place. When you see the flames devour something, you know that's not coming back, even if it is Notre Dame. And you wonder, it goes into the global puzzle. Of all the things that seem to be very important to you, a lot of them are getting nudged, a lot of them are getting destroyed, a lot of them are not being recognized anymore, and this is just another example. Certainly on a grand scale, no question about that. But it seems like the things that you held as sacred, the things you held as dear to you, one by one they're being toppled. And our whole value system is going downhill like that. So 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930, and let us know if what you think. We don't want to overthink this. The first thing we would think of is terrorism, because that's the world we live in now. And we think that accident probably would, I guess it's in the realm of possibilities. However, as I said, when you're doing something on a structure such as this, it's an 800-year-old structure. And the inside, there was lots and lots of wood, okay, and dry as a bone wood. This is the kind of wood that would go up, and it did. So when you're working on a project like that, one would think that you would be super, super careful. And if it is an accident, as somebody said, the poor fool that caused it is going to be, I think they want to talk, his supervisor wants to talk with him. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, you think about it, it's solved. It got through the Nazis who occupied Paris. And remember, Paris was all wired to explode by the Nazis. And Hitler actually, a lot of people, if you're not up in your World War II history, don't know this. He ordered the city wired, Hitler did, to be destroyed. And he actually, at one time, gave the order to destroy the city. And the general that he gave it to surreptitiously did not follow Hitler's order. Otherwise, there would have been nothing left of Paris. So Paris survived. Paris is one of the great cities in the world, but they survived the Nazis. They survived everything else, but they Notre Dame did not survive totally this fire. And that's why it's such a monumental event, because it's been through a lot. Here's a text. Sandy, how was it? Notre Dame survived nearly 900 years. They survived the plague. They survived wars. That's true. And to think that this would happen is beyond our normal thought process. Let's go to Larry in South Buffalo. Larry, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. You know, I've been listening to you for quite a while, and people are calling in. And nobody's brought up what I think would be an obvious question. I would think that a building that important and that expensive would have a million cameras around that building.
You would think there would be a camera that would cover every tourist or every worker or anybody in that building from the time they came in till the time they left. There's been no mention of security cameras.
I'm going to go one even better. I've been in construction all my life. I've retired now, but a lot of times contractors have cameras on the jobs themselves so that in case there's an incident, somebody gets hurt or whatever, that they got a recording of it.
I would think that would be important. Look at the value of this building. not only the emotional value, the actual physical value. It's priceless. I mean, we don't have many 800-plus-year-old buildings hanging around, especially one of that importance.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the reason that what brought it to mind for me was when you were talking about how quickly they made the decision as to what it was.
Yeah.
My question is that maybe they saw it on, they were already viewing the, you know, the footage on this, and they know what it was, and they don't want to say what it is. Now, I'm not saying that it's I'm not blaming any group or anything like that. I'm just saying they may know what it is so quickly because of the video cameras. I just can't believe they didn't have a thousand cameras on that. I've been wiring up high schools that have 150 cameras on them.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I think that would be an absolute necessity. And maybe, as one of our texters said, if this has a connection to any dissident group or anything like that, they would want to tamp that down. It would not be in their best interest to say it. However, if you're a member of that group and you made that happen and you're already a terrorist, you may have claimed credit for it. That's what I was afraid of. Is even if the group didn't do it, they would claim credit for it, and then you would have a real problem there. We're talking about a major conflict in France.
I tell you, if they tie that to a Muslim group, I guarantee you, you're going to see mosques burning all over the place.
Yeah, let's hope that does not happen. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's the kind of thing that it's such an important building, and you kind of just take it for granted. It's so awe-inspiring. It's been there in all of your lives, except maybe Nevers. Yeah, it's only 800 years old. So outside of that, it's something that's always been there and has great importance, religious and secular. And now part of it's gone and will not be replicated, but they are going to rebuild and try and put it all together. Let's hope that works. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. Star 930, back after this. And we're back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Yes, we saw it all together. So sad to watch a part of the Notre Dame Cathedral burn, knowing that the part that burned is not going to be able to be saved. They lost some things, but they saved a lot, so that's good. It's an iconic place to be. As I said, 30,000 people a day visit it. And as far as tourism, when people come in, what do they want to see in Paris? The first thing they want to see is Notre Dame. $13 million a year. And so they say they're going to rebuild. Let's hope that is successful. Let's go with line two right here. Should be Mary Ann in Depew. Mary Ann, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Mary Ann. Give me your thoughts today.
Yeah, please excuse my voice. I'm suffering from a cold. I wanted to mention to you, first of all, when I heard it initially, I had the same type of feeling. I don't know about you, but it was the same type of feeling in my gut, in my mind, when the towers went down.
Yes, I think a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah, it really did happen to me. I had been watching as much of the coverage as I can. I switched back and forth to CNN, but initially I was watching Fox. A couple of times they referred to the relics there, and I'm glad I watched it long enough, Sandy, because they actually showed a picture of what was Jesus's crown. It was encased in a tubular type of material, and I don't know why, but it was encrusted with some sort of a design on the top of it with gold. Now, they showed a picture of it, and I don't think they meant it was like after recovery or anything. The news, it made me sick because they never really said if they got it. And along with that is a piece of cross. They have a wood piece that was Jesus's cross and a nail. And those were in some special place in within the burning area. They never said if they got it. I went to bed last night upset that I still don't know if they were recovered.
Yeah, I have not heard or read or seen anything that would indicate yes or no on that. One would hope that they save that. And also, wouldn't you take extreme measures to make sure that they were displayed in something that is not only burglar-proof but fireproof as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially when this building with that forest wood that they used was from 1200. I mean, the brittleness of it, that alone is a relic. All that wood that they used.
To some, I mean, it's as close to God as you can get on earth. And to see it go up in flames is beyond me. You know what really surprised me, though? Here it is, 850 years old, and nothing. All of a sudden, the day it happens, the last tourist leaves, they close the door, and the fire starts instantly. It was immediately after they closed the door for the day, and 30,000 people a day come through there. So approximately 30,000 people walk through the doors, then they close the doors, and the fire started. That's, I'm sorry, that's concerning to me.
I feel the same way, Sandy. And listen, before I go, between you and me, when I was watching the news, somebody had said they saw Trump running from there.
Oh, thank you for the joke. I appreciate it. No, that was a joke, but here's what wasn't a joke. Obviously, it was the lead on all of the cables. It didn't take somebody very intelligent to figure out that should be the lead. But CNN had it the lead, and then they put it down in the corner, and the lead was Trump's taxes. I mean, that's shameful. That is beyond shameful. It's pitiful. It really is that CNN would think, let's put the burning of a iconic religious symbol, precious to millions of people, let's put them down in the little corner down here about the size of a postage stamp, and let's headline Trump's taxes. If that doesn't tell you something, nothing will. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, that should say it for you. Let's see. Let's go to line three would be Dan in Leroy. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Dan.
I was looking at as I was watching yesterday, and it's just what a horrible, terrible tragedy that was. I look at if there was any positive thing that could come out of it. I'm looking at it as I saw all the people around in tears, just horrified at what they saw. And it's like I can't help but think that it's going to cause a little bit of a resurgence in their faith. It's, you know, there's when a tragedy happens like this, the people are going to circle the wagons, and they're going to try and they're going to try to help. It's, you know, it's like there's Catholics that are only go to Mass on Christmas or Easter or something like that, and something like this happens. Like, wait a minute.
Well, if you believe in there was divine intervention, you could, I assume, make a case for the fire didn't start until the last person was out. You could assume that, okay, you lost something, but you saved most of it, and they are going to rebuild. Those could be things seen as divine intervention, I would assume.
I agree. That's possible. As a matter of fact, when you had mentioned that just before the call, that entered my head. But I just, if they rebuild, I think it's just going to be a testament to the faith of the people there. Now, it might not be a permanent resurgence. There might be temporary, and then people lay back on their laurels and stuff like that. But it's just going to, it's going to cause people to look at it from the point of view. You have a relative that you're close to when you're young, and as the years go by, you don't see each other for like 10, 20, 30 years, then that relative passes away.
Oh, yeah, and then you're full of regret.
Yeah, and that's the way I'm going to look at it from this point of view. No, it was not a positive thing that this happened. It's a horrible, terrible tragedy, and I don't know. I think that might be a positive aspect that comes out of it.
Well, that's good thinking. Thank you very much, Dan. We're going to take a break now. I just got through talking to Dan, and I think the first call I'll take after the break will be Dan. And there was another person that was holding and didn't have the patience. That was Dan. It's an all-Dan morning with Sandy Beach on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let us go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. And gosh, that was tragic. I mean, from an architectural standpoint, from a relic of Catholicism. I want to ask you, do you remember a couple of years ago, could be 5-6 years ago, it was on the west side of Buffalo, I believe, that there was a Catholic church here. It was about 125 years old, and it burnt completely to the ground. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that, but go ahead.
They didn't have insurance. I remember that was the thing, so they had to demolish everything. But the reason that I bring that up is I think it's tragic that what happened in Paris, France, and we jumped to the conclusion, even I did it yesterday, that, my God, it must have been a rival religious sect or group and that we're under attack, you know? And I thought to myself after listening to some of your callers today, Sandy, I mean, how tragic is that?
Well, yeah, that's the mindset because we've seen so much of it around the world. And keep in mind, a couple of dozen churches in the Paris area have been under attack within the last few weeks. And it is the first. It was the first day of Holy Week, Monday, yesterday. So that has a religious connotation to it, certainly. And we know that there's friction there between some of the religious groups that are represented in Paris.
Well, it seems to be everywhere now, and I think that's sad. I'm hoping, and you know that I deliver around Western New York. I mean, I've seen restaurants with rubber roofs applied that burned down overnight because the rubber smoldered, which caused the fire, and nobody was there, and then the damage was extensive. I'm hoping it's more something like that. But there's a couple of things, again, listening to you today, that really struck me. One I watched yesterday because I saw the news also was how pretty Paris was, and the fact that that church withstood the First World War and the Second World War.
Right.
And I always marvel, and I think that you've traveled a little more than I, but a lot in America today is very run down and worn out. We have a lot of urban blight. And you look at Europe, and it experienced the horror of the Second World War, yet they got 850-year-old buildings and 500-year-old homes. I can't help but wonder how all that survived if what happened during the war was truly that terrible.
Well, you can see buildings that have bullet holes in them from World War II. Some they have rebuilt, some they have not, as a living remembrance. And, you see how old Europe is when you get there. They have a history. Ours is just a brief glimpse because we've not been around as long as they have. But I'm telling you, I read that this 850-year-old building, as sacred as it is, was in kind of poor shape, and they were trying to revitalize it. But it was a $6 million plan. What can you do on something like that with $6 million? Probably not much.
I don't have a clue. I'm happy that a couple of very wealthy people had offered donations, and certainly I hope they have insurance. I want to ask you one more question.
$300 million worth. One offered $100 million, translated $100 million, and then the second one $200 million. So that's a good head start.
That's a good start. I want to ask you another question based on your comment. You pointed out the homelessness, people living under the bridge.
Yep.
in an international city like Paris, and certainly there's homelessness here in America, and it's probably everywhere. was there ever a time as today where homelessness is such a problem?
No, no. In fact, homelessness was in the back of the mind to a lot of people. And it's until you go out and see, first of all, a couple of things. You see homeless and you see graffiti. Now, I'm one that does not consider graffiti as artwork. I view it as vandalism because it ruins the look of the city and whatever. Now, I'm not saying some of these graffiti artists are not talented, because they are. They really are. They can do a lot better than I can do. But they're marring public buildings and bridges and things like that. And when you go to Europe, and we've made 9 trips. We're about to make our 10th. You go to Europe, and most of those have been in Europe, and you see that they've spoiled a lot of what you would normally enjoy seeing because of that. Now, I think that leaders of these countries have to get a lot tougher, because otherwise everything is going to be lost.
I don't know. It's here too. I don't know what the solution is, but when something tragic like this happens, and then you listen to the conversation, you've had 15 different people who all had a little different view on the same occurrence. Yeah, I gotta wonder, Sandy. It's
scary. I had my fingers crossed that they would get the flames out. This was yesterday, and that it was not terrorist related. Those are the two things I was really concerned about. Save the church, and hopefully it is an accident and not pointing towards some group, whether they're secular or religious, because that could cause major, major problems.
Time will tell, and I agree.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, if you know, it's, you go to, say, Italy, been to there, okay, and you see the Vatican and the walls around the Vatican and whatever, and you go a couple more blocks and things are tagged with graffiti. And the thing I noticed in Italy, where we were, which was pretty near the Vatican, every driveway had a metal gate at the end of it. Practically every window had bars on it. And I wasn't expecting that, to be honest with you, in Italy. So you saw that. And I told you what we saw in France. We saw homelessness personified under every of the famous bridges of Paris. They don't show those in the movies. Under every one was cardboard cities where you had homeless people. And I'm thinking that there was strife then, especially with some groups over religious differences. And I think that unless they get a handle on it and make it better, it's going to get worse in a hurry. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. I want to hear from you and your general thoughts. And by the way, to the person who was concerned about the crown of thorns, several texters advised me that the crown of thorns was saved and is safe. So that's good. We'll be back after this.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.